Center. We're going to start off by singing Grace Like Rain.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see so clearly. Hallelujah, grace like rain falls.
Blood's art.
crystal sea about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there a song of victory.
I'm going to take prayer requests, so anybody have any needs? Okay, Ralph. Too many birthdays for Ralph. He's not feeling well this morning. Gary. Pray for Barb and her back pain.
Bob's collar came off, so he's ready. Look out, he's on the road too.
Yes, Bob Sorensen removed his collar, so or they had it removed. Doctor, somebody removed it anyway. Anybody else? So that's Tom McLeachy?
M-C-L-E-I-C-H-E-Y.
Okay. Okay. Okay, let's go to prayer. Whoop, one more.
For child's granddaughter again.
Right, yep, I got that down, so. Yep, for Delaney and her struggles with cancer, so.
How about for all the mothers that survived spring break.
I've got kind of a big one that's big for my family. So we've been waiting for a long time since we've gotten them, gotten our kids. We've been waiting for the opportunity to sort of adopt them, right? And it's been long and hard, difficult, one of the most difficult things that I've ever had to endure. But we, the one thing that we've been waiting on lately to finally adopt them is an appeal that was filed, and we finally have got a date for that appeal to be heard. And once that appeal is sort of, I guess, denied, there it is, the word. As soon as that appeal is denied, there's no longer anything standing in the way between us and our kids being our kids. So basically, we're going to be, Haley and I are going to be meeting with the adoption care worker at the in the last couple weeks of the month, this month, to get everything, get all our ducks in a row. And so hopefully as soon as that hearing is done, they can just send it in and it'll only be a couple weeks. So hopefully by the end of May, they will be Braxton Emerson Reed, Bailey Jade Reed, and Brody Sebastian Reed. And it's, I don't know, they picked their own middle names. Yeah, just part of the thing. It's great. Anyway, so it's, man, pray for me. Because my heart's like going to explode because I'm so elated every time I think about it. Anyway, thank you.
Okay, let's go to prayer. Father God, we come before you and just exalt you and lift you up. You are the creator of this earth and the seer of the overseer of everything that happens, everything that was made. We thank you and praise you for that. As we come in prayer this morning, we lift Ralph Schmoody, and I don't know exactly what it is, but he's suffering. So, Lord, just prick his heart, lift him up, and show him your will and your way. I pray for Barb and her back problems that she's having this week. She's struggling with that. So we just lift Barb up to you today and just watch over and keep her safe. We pray for the Childs family, especially Delaney and Carrie and Jamie, the immediate family, and Ralph and Glenda, Lord. We just lift each and every one of them up to you and wrap your loving arms around that family and cure that cancer, Lord Jesus. It is up to you and just up to you and guide the physicians and what they need to do. We pray for Bob and Sorensen, and he's finally got rid of that collar, so I'm sure he's happy about that. So we lift Bob to you. We lift Tom McClitchy, the custodian of the other church, that he's struggling with some dementia, and you know exactly what it is, so we just lift him up to you. We pray for, like Rennell said, we pray for the mothers that made it through spring break, Lord. Now the kids will be going back to school, and give each and every one of them traveling mercies that they'll be safe as they travel back and forth from school. We pray for the Evan family and the adoption and all the struggles and problems and stuff, you know, how the court system is. So we just know that the bureaucracy that is in adoption. So give Evan and his family the calming spirit. We just thank you and praise you for all you're doing in our lives. We thank you for this season. Jesus is the reason for the season. So we praise Jesus, his sacrifice on a cross for us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, we are going to do a dismissal of the kids right now because we need a little bit more time back there with them. So if I can have the kids that are going in the back, you can go be with Bonnie now. And I just want to give a big shout out to Bonnie, who has stepped up and started helping again with the children. Give her a hand of applause. She is an answer to prayer this last couple months of just, you know, making the transition and a lot of uncertain things. And I'm just really grateful for her help. And she wants to share that she could use some help. She could use some volunteers. So please, if that is something on your heart that you would like to do, contact her. Okay, let's see here. I have several announcements. First, this is the new month, so we've got April birthdays that we're celebrating. Jan made a cake in the kitchen, so we want to say a big happy birthday to Martha and Joe and Sequoia, Bailey and Lucky, and Susan, pastor's wife. So happy birthday to them, and please enjoy the cake in the kitchen. On a more somber note, we've got the offering plate up here. This is for the Childs family. Carrie, the mother, has to take an unpaid leave from work. So if you would like to contribute to their cause, you can come up and do that at any time. You can come in the third song or after the sermon, whenever you remember, because I will probably not remember to say it again. Okay, and lastly, I just want to give you a little Seder reminder. That's next Sunday. I can't wait to do that together with you. And I'm going to give you a little teaser because it is so exciting. And this is not actually going to be covered in the Seder next week, but I just want to know, how many of you in here know how special the Jewish race is to the Lord? And how many of you know he is not done with Israel and his plan for Israel? So how many of you know that pattern is prophecy. If you see a pattern in the Old Testament, the New Testament, do you know that that's actually pointing to prophecy? So I just want to go over, there were seven feasts that the Lord appointed. Feast of Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Feast of First Fruits, Feast of Pentecost, Feast of Trumpets, Feast of Atonement, and Feast of Tabernacles. The first four have been fulfilled. Jesus was our Passover lamb. That was a fulfilled feast of Israel. And then in the grave, he fulfilled the Feast of Unleavened Bread because he was perfectly sinless. And that bread had no leaven in it. Then when he rose from the dead, he fulfilled the Feast of First Fruits. He was the first to raise from the dead. Then when he sent the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the Feast of Pentecost was fulfilled that day. So I'm just here to tell you there are three more feasts that have not been fulfilled. They're in the fall, and they're Trumpets, Atonement, and Tabernacles. That's exciting. That means that we can look to the first four and say, wow, those were literally fulfilled, and these three haven't been fulfilled. That's really cool. And then just one more thing about the Jewish culture. When Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, and then I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That was something that a groom in the Jewish culture would say to his bride-to-be. I am going to prepare a place for you. Then he would leave, and he would go to his parents' home, and he would build an addition. And then he said, and then I will come again and receive you unto myself. And in those days, they didn't know when the groom was coming back. It was unannounced. It was a surprise. And they had to be ready because they didn't know when the bridegroom was coming for his bride. So that's just another little juicy tidbit of how rich the Jewish culture is and how much it will enrich your faith the more you know about it. So don't miss the Seder. I think that's all. And now we're going to stand for one more song, okay?
Praise the Lord. His mercy is mine.
every morn. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more.
Just touch our hearts and see how much we owe you and how much we can have truth and freedom because of your mercy and your love. Meet us here today in Jesus' name. Amen. You want to stand for this last song?
It was my